Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This hour is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The question I've asked for the last couple of years, you guys keep talking about, you know, building depth, but at the end of the day, you still need that dude. Where are you guys going to find that dude? It just seems like you guys don't have a plan to land that kind of guy.
I think there's different paths, Joe.
That was our guest as we go to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. He is the man, the myth, the blowtorch. Joe Cali, the Sun-Times beat reporter, host of the Bulls Recap podcast at JCaliHoops on Twitter, asking questions of the Bulls front office last night. And he now joins us on Rahimi and Harris on The Score. Hey, Joe.
I still didn't get a good answer.
That's how I feel about this. Is I feel like they've contradicted themselves, or at least put themselves into a very small space to try to succeed in today's NBA, or at least what I know about it.
Well, I mean, I think the disappointing thing is, you know, Noah Essanay could be a great player in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Who knows? I mean, he's so young. He is what he is. He's a project. The problem is, the frustrating thing for me is just the lack of urgency, especially in an off season where urgency is needed in the Eastern Conference, because it's kind of right there for the taking. And you see what Orlando's doing. You see what Detroit's done the last couple of years to set themselves up in a good position. I mean, no Haliburton, no Jason Tatum, no Dame Lillard. It's just kind of screaming, hey, who wants to step up and become, you know, king of this yard? And for them not to understand the urgency, forget about not understanding the importance of this draft, which we all saw play out throughout this season. It's just kind of, like I said, like I wrote, it's just a meh pick. It's just a, hey, you know, we're just going to kick back and stick to our tunnel vision, and we really, everything else around us, be damned.
They are a bureaucracy in that they take forever to pivot. And that's been part of the problem here during this acme, if you will, regime, Joe. I got a couple of questions for you, but I'll start with the most pressing one for me. How right. likely is it that they draft and stash this kid?
Essanay?
Yes.
Or tonight's pick?
No, Essanay. No. I'm talking about Essanay.
Oh, no, he's not a stash.
Okay,
no.
He's definitely going to play for the Bulls next season. Yeah. I just want to make sure.
100%. You'll see him in Vegas in a couple weeks.
Okay, that was my first thing. The second thing is, when he was explaining to you what he learned from Indiana, you and the assembled media, about how they needed a bunch of two-way players that could run, and they didn't, and you asked the question, and he talked about not players that could be hunted on defense, like, as you put, got hunted in that Miami game, the playing game. How is Josh Giddey not that player, or am I seeing something different than what everyone else is seeing?
No, he is that player. But, and you know, I think, you know, no team is going to have guys that you're always going to be able to hunt someone down. I mean, the bottom line is you can hunt Haliburton down. The problem is he's got some defensive guys around him. You're always going to have guys you can hunt down. You want to limit that as much as possible. But they have almost every guy you can hunt down on that starting five. And that's the problem. And, you know, and I get what they're trying to do. And, again, more frustration because – they're looking at this model of Indiana, and they're saying, well, we were out in front of it, too, with building from depth, and that's what Indiana did. Yes and no. Can Essanay be Pascal Siakam? Who knows? I mean, that's years down the road. Can Bucellis be something special in the front court that Indiana doesn't have? Maybe. Who knows? But the one thing they can't say is, I mean, defensively, you could hunt a bunch of different current Bulls down. So for them to throw that Indiana comparison out, the only comparison is you both play with pace. After that, Indiana's got a dude. Whether you like Haliburton or not, he's a dude. And he showed that throughout the playoffs, putting on one of the all-time historic performances as far as big game shots. And so I think they feel like they're close because of the model of depth and high pace, but they're missing so many other key parts of this, and that's a go-to guy. That's physicality. That's the defensive part of this. So, you know, I knew the Indiana name and brand was going to come up in that press conference yesterday.
I mean, Joe, we were all thinking about the finals. I think even watching the tape that we saw of all these prospects during the draft, you know, that's what came to my mind. I'm thinking, oh, well, in the German league, yeah, you have space to work within the lane because nobody's there. That's not happening. You're trying to see how all this fits. And that's not a diss necessarily on what SNG does. It's just how you're seeing it come together. The other thing is the Pacers' talent. Like, that was suffocating defense. Absolutely just stifling defense, especially in the first half of even game 7, you know, before Hallie goes down. Game 6, a wonderful example, where they can't run any other offense. So then you're having to rely on guys making those outside shots like Caruso. And I'm not in a position where I trust, say if they get in that position, if they're in this position and we're trying to run our offensive set and you've got the guy, you're forcing Patrick Williams, we see teams force Patrick Williams open on the outside. You're not confident in him making those shots necessarily. You're not confident in anybody having that kind of stifling defense on the Bulls. Like that's the part of this that I have so much trouble translating, is I feel like my mind got broken watching those finals where now I compare everything to that. And I'm trying to see how it fits in, and I can't do it.
No, and to your point, we saw what Indiana was doing, and that's against a very physical Oklahoma City team. So, I mean, you know, that even made it more impressive, especially that first half that you brought up. That this was a game 7 against a team that is also very physical. And Indiana was doing things that were like, whoa, until Halliburton goes down. And, you know, so the Patrick Williams element of this thing and the thing you brought up, as much as you want to rip on Patrick Williams, he's a much better shooter than SNG is too. I mean, and they basically drafted a guy that they feel has to replace Patrick Williams, a guy they extended last year. And it's a mind-breaking exercise trying to understand, A, what their long-term plan is, and B, why they think it can work. I mean, I kind of see the plan. I think it's flawed. But then for them to think this will actually work, constructed as it is, that's why if they don't, and by all accounts, inside the organization and outside the organization, they have been aggressive the last month, especially with trade talk. But if they don't go in the next couple of weeks when free agency opens, which basically is going to be a bunch of sign-and trades anyway, because free agency is basically dead at this point with the aprons. It's all about sign-and trades and trades. And so if they don't go into it doing what other teams have said they've been talking about and come out with, this is just our roster, and then the guy we picked tonight is we either traded out and didn't pick anybody, or it was a draft and stash, and this is it. My God, just hand in your resignation before fall camp.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Joe Calley joining us here on Raheemy and Harris, the Sun-Times Bulls reporter, the man who asked the tough questions in the press conferences. And there's many tough questions to be answered. Not sure that we've gotten satisfactory answers. Actually, I know we have not gotten satisfactory answers so far. So you talk about the trades, and I'm lining them up, right? The idea that Kobe White could be moved, the idea that Nikola Vucevic could be moved, the idea they could find some way to get out from under Patrick Williams' contract. How would you rank the priority of what maybe it should be for the Bulls and what the reality is for the Bulls for those moves?
Well, I think the first thing is the Golden State with Kuminga and Vooch and some kind of package. I think that's still very much alive. I think that will continue to be talked about. You know, both teams have to do something if they want to better their situation. The Kobe White or Lonzo Ball trade I mean, that's kind of been ongoing. Lonzo Ball, they've turned down a couple Lonzo Ball trades going back to the night that they gave him the extension. They were turning down deals. So, you know, I think all of that stuff is in play. It's fluid. It's ongoing. And the problem I have with the Bulls is they don't seem to dictate the action as much as they react to the action. And so I think some other pieces will have to fall, and then there'll be that team that gets aggressive. But I definitely think everything is played. And the only way Patrick Williams is getting moved is obviously in a package with whether it's a Kobe White or it's an Io or if it's Alonzo. But they have to clear out that guard room. And when you just look at the roster right now, you know, Essengay is part of it. You're going to resign Giddey. That's going to happen. However you want to do it, it's going to. So you're at 14, and then they're going to use that exception to the trade exception to bring in one other guy. So there's your 15 guaranteed contract.
Yep.
So that's why tonight is just a throwaway. I think they're going to completely try trading out of the second round. Because, you know, if you stash a guy, things just get a little too tricky. You have to feel really good that this guy's not coming over and he's worth it. So I have a feeling they're just going to try completely trading out. But they have some – this can't be it. Just please tell me this can't be your damn plan.
That's how I feel, because I can't put it together. And I know I'm not – I've got some intelligence. I mean, I'm in journalism and radio, you know, so that's debatable. But son, right. This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Joe, so you just brought up a great point, because you feel like maybe they're not forcing the action as they should. Let's go back to the draft last night. They make the pick, Essengay. Yeah. Immediately thereafter, you find out that the Pelicans' unprotected pick for next year gets moved in a deal.
Next year, too.
How confident are you that the Bulls even discussed, were involved, could have been them? Because if you can get the Pelicans' unprotected pick for next year, how can you not be all about that action in life to trade down 10 spots or so?
Yeah, I mean, I know they were in talks in looking to trade up. And I like, when Malawash was falling, I was like, please, just see what your weakness is. Understand what this kid's about. Be aggressive and go get him. I don't know if that's what they were trying to do. I know they like him a lot, and they were surprised that Brooklyn passed on him at 8. And then, obviously, I know I don't even think he was, like, realistically in their draft area on the board of, like, because they just had a feeling this kid was climbing. I know there was some talk about Con Knipple. He was a pipe dream. I mean, again, you would have had to be super aggressive and giving up too much for him. So I know they were talking, and then Mark Eversley admitted to that, because I even asked him, was there any talk about moving up? And they said they were talking to 3 or 4 different teams. But yeah, I mean, to your point, if that's there and it was just one pick after you, and again, we don't know the background. We don't know what New Orleans felt they know about Queen, what they don't know about Queen, what the Bulls know about Queen. And that's where things get, because, you know, you only see the film, you only see the skill set, or what you deem the skill set and what you feel can translate. You don't know the background. And his background may have been really good for New Orleans, where they said, hey, we know what 26 is about, but we're throwing our chips in now on this kid. So, you know, again, until you can see the background reports and what teams really felt they know about somebody, it's hard to say how hard they want to go after him.
We're talking to Sun-Times beat writer for the Bulls, Joe Cowley, and the host of the Bulls Recap podcast on 670 The Score with Raheemian Harris. Joe, I know you were asking Mark Eversley a lot of questions about just how this team is being built. And you also were one of the first ones to point out the significance of when they parted ways with Peter Patton, the noted shooting coach and development coach for this team, who right. Kobe White, I would assume, and guys like that, really credit with their improvement. They said they wanted to improve from within last night. Given what we know about their coaching staff, and given that move with Patton, like, how do you see that taking shape?
Well, here, again, when they were first hired, you know, I go back and I like to read, like, early quotes when guys were first hired. And that one of the main things Arturis and Mark both stressed was, I mean, they found it insulting that Gar and Pax had such a nothing of a developmental staff. There was just no developmental staff. It was basically the head coach was there to develop them. So they really wanted to build out the developmental staff, because they are here for the player. They have to cater to the player. And then yesterday to get that answer that, yeah, we're just going to promote some video guy and he'll be on the developmental staff. And we got some guys that have been on the developmental staff, but we're doesn't look like we're really going to replace the guy that at least five players I talked to in the firing swore by and said really changed their not only the way fundamentally the way they shoot, but their idea of shooting and good shot, bad shot, when to shoot, when to be aggressive, all that kind of stuff. When to attack closeouts, all that kind of stuff. So that was a little disconcerting that you said you're here, A, for the player, but when it comes down to it, if a guy's not a yes man and you fire him, you really didn't go out and get a, okay, let's get the next best guy out there in the NBA to do this job. So that was a little disappointing. And maybe that changes. Maybe someone comes free or something happens where they see over summer league guys aren't developing or aren't the coaching staff isn't vibing, so they go and add a guy. But yeah, that one was a little of a head scratcher too. There were a lot of head scratching yesterday, by the way.
Yeah, that's how I felt. I mean, I know when we say video guy, the first one who comes to my mind is of course Eric Spoelstra, but that's the exception, not the rule.
No, that doesn't happen often.
No, yeah, he's the rarity.
And by the way, he was groomed by God too to become a coach, so that's a little different. When you got slick hair back Pat Riley grooming you to be the next apparent, I mean, that you're in good hands.
Joe, before we get you out of here, I got to ask, because now that the draft is 2 days, I was very much underwhelmed by action last night. I wanted some trade action, right? You know, if not the Bulls, somebody else, big things popping. Do you feel like that is what we are set for maybe tonight, since it is a 2-day process now?
No, I think the there was already some big explosions.
Right.
I think there's a lot more to come once the free agency window opens up, and I think you're going to see. I think there's going to be some craziness. I think there's going to be a lot of stuff going on in the NBA this offseason because, unlike the Bulls, there are front offices, especially in the East, that understand it's time to strike, and if you have to get a little desperate to do so and be a little over aggressive to do so, you go ahead and make that move because they didn't get big contract extensions secretly. There's some asses that are on the line and jobs on the line, and they're going to go ahead and be aggressive.
And we got about a minute left, so I also want to ask you this, Joe. You brought it up last night. It was a surprise in a way when you considered also mentioning Coby White's name among the trade talks. Is that something that the Bulls have to do in order to move forward, is move Coby?
They don't have to do it, but I also think that they have to do their due diligence and take the idea of, do we want to spend? Because Coby, I can tell you this, Coby has told them he is not taking this hometown discount extension this offseason. So now they know he's betting on himself to walk to free agency next year. Do they want to go ahead and cut him off in the past and give him $40 million a year? Or do they want to call his bluff and see what the market gives him and let him walk for free? Or do they want to trade him now and get the most they can out of him? So either now or at the deadline. So that's why his name has been brought up, will continue to be brought up, and that's been reported on multiple fronts.
Got to move him. They got to move him. They got to get the – they don't have assets. They got to be in position. So when this young player, Matis Bouzelas, Asenge, whenever they're ready, they've got to be able to add to that mix. And that's how you do it, is by getting future assets.
And to your point, you don't want to spend $70 million on Giddey and Coby White and not one of them is an all-star.
Enough said.
So
the pause there.
No, enough said.
We just
no.
sat there and all looked at each other.
Joe,
except for Robbie,
on.
Who loves Giddey and thinks he's going to be an all-star. Joe Kelly, thanks so much for your help, for your perspective. Thanks for asking the questions you did last night. If you want more Joe Kelly, there's a good chance you do. You can find him on Twitter at Joe Kelly Hoops, also the Bulls Recap Podcast, and of course, the Chicago Sun-Times. Joe, thanks.
All right, you guys take care anytime.
Thanks, Joe.
That was Joe Kelly. We get back to more Cubs talk on The Score. It's Shota Imanaga Day. It's showtime. I had to do it.
You know who my favorite Cub is, so we already know what time it is.
We got to figure out also how he's being used in the game today against the Cardinals. Steamy game.
Would it be a good idea to check in with his pitching coach, maybe?
Yes, and not just that, but I mentioned that roster move. We'll actually tell you what it was next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.